For a project that took 7 years of planning, fundraising, and finally remodeling, Saturday's opening of the Fairbanks Community Cooperative Market was pretty much a low-key affair. General Manager Mary Christensen calls it an unveiling of sorts.
We had a little ceremony and we opened took all the sheets off the windows.
Christensen says the co-op board and staff will celebrate with more hoopla during a grand opening to be held sometime within the next month or two. But after a flurry of work over the past few weeks to get the old Foodland building on Gaffney Street ready for business, the co-op folks pretty much just wanted to fling the doors open and invite the public in to check out the wares, which will focus on locally produced food.
Things that are most important to us are our local products whenever possible.
Christensen says the co-op won't be able to keep the produce section all local, especially this time of year, although there are a few local growers, such as the Johnson Family Farms hydroponic operation, that provides greens year-round. The co-op's produce section is well-stocked, but most of the local vegetables are the kind that have been long available to Alaskans this time of year, coming from their root cellars.
We started out in the produce department with local onions and local potatoes and a couple other local items this summer, then we'll expand that quite a lot.
There won't be such a seasonal challenge in keeping the dry and bulk foods sections stocked with locally grown foods, such as barley flour and meal from Delta-based Alaska Flour Company. There's meat from the Huffman Ranch near Fairbanks, and fresh Alaskan seafood brought in at least once a week.
So here, halibut's in season now, so we're starting out with halibut and the wild caught Alaska Pacific cod. And then we have rockfish, which is also Alaska. And see the sockeye salmon, that's from Valdez. And over here we have, there's another special over here, Kodiak Tanner crab legs.
Christensen says shoppers will definitely not find frankenfish or any other genetically modified products at the co-op.
Oh, no, never. Wild caught fish.
Brad St. Pierre is the co-op's assistant produce manager, and he's a strong believer in the locavore concept, that locally grown food is better for people and the planet. St. Pierre brought that enthusiasm with him from Washington State, where he was a co-op member and producer.
In Olympia, Washington, I was a member of their co-op. It's a really vibrant co-op. I actually farmed down there and sold vegetables to their co-op, and it's just, you know, an integral part of their community, and I can see it being that in ours.
Time will tell whether there are enough others around Fairbanks who will be attracted to the co-op and whether there'll be enough to invest in the $200 per household memberships to sustain the organization. It's not necessary to buy a membership to shop at the co-op, but it comes with benefits like discounts and annual dividends. One Fairbankson who was wandering the aisles Saturday afternoon is Jeff Rothman, who says he likes what he sees so far on the shelves, and he's impressed with what the believers in the co-op have accomplished so far.
It's nice to see somebody and the people in the community band together to do something that's important to them, and I like what they've come together, they spent a lot of time doing it, it's important to them, and they've done a beautiful job here.
St. Pierre says the fact that Alaska's first food co-op was established in Fairbanks suggests people here are thinking a lot about things like self-sufficiency and sustainability.
We're the first co-op in Alaska. There's not even one in Anchorage, so there's some radical things going on here in the interior.
You can find out more by going online to fairbankscoop.org. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.